For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following this Tuesday, December 18th, 2018.
CBS News Special Report, another turn of events today in the special counsel's investigation as the expected sentencing of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was postponed. CBS's Paula Reed outside the federal courthouse in Washington.
General Flynn came to federal court here in Washington expecting to receive a sentence of no jail time, expecting to leave here a convicted felon, but ultimately a free man.
So what happened? CBS's Stephen Portnoy was in the courtroom.
The hearing offered a degree of drama rarely seen in federal courtrooms as Judge Emmett Sullivan repeatedly offered Michael Flynn the opportunity to delay the proceedings, warning he wouldn't necessarily accept the prosecution's recommendation that Flynn not serve any jail time. Sullivan said he was disgusted by Flynn's crimes, and at one point he asked in open court why he has not been charged with treason. After a recess, Sullivan yanked that remark back. Flynn took the judge up on his offer to delay this sentencing until he finishes cooperating with prosecutors.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Bill Rakoff.
Actor and director Penny Marshall has died. Marshall directed comedy hits like Big and A League of Their Own and became a TV star as Laverne in Laverne and Shirley, one of the most popular shows in the 1970s and 80s. Syracuse University pop culture professor Robert Thompson says it was a groundbreaking series by featuring the lives of two single, independent, working-class women.
Laverne and Shirley was in many ways kind of a the third of the great trilogy of female BFFs. We had Lucy and Ethel, we had Mary and Rhoda, and then we had Laverne and Shirley.
Penny Marshall died of complications from diabetes. She was 75. A local soldier killed in Afghanistan was laid to rest today. The funeral for 25-year-old Army Staff Sergeant Jason McClary was held today in his hometown of Export. He was one of four killed in a roadside bombing last month. His brother and sister-in-law tell KDKA-TV McClary was passionate about his job.
Loved what he did. Loved his country. He died a hero.
He's one of the strongest and most caring people that we've known.
He leaves behind a wife and two young sons and will be laid to rest in the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies in Washington County. Army Staff Sergeant Dylan Elshin of Hookstown, Beaver County, also died in that blast. Flags across the Commonwealth are at half-staff for a third local soldier who died last week. The Department of Defense says 19-year-old Army Private First Class Joshua McKeesky of Johnstown died December 13th in a non-combat incident. He was stationed at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. That incident is under investigation. Travelers should prepare for long airport security lines across the country as the TSA gears up for a record year for holiday travel. Here's KDKA Radio's Shelby Cassesi.
Pittsburgh International expects over 500,000 people to come through the airport over the next few weeks. TSA's Lisa Farbstein says a smooth trip through security starts by following carry-on rules, including skipping wrapped gifts.
If the gift alarms in one of our x-ray machines through a carry-on through the checkpoint area, we're going to have to open that to make sure there's nothing dangerous inside. So we recommend using gift bags, gift boxes.
A record 112.5 million people are projected to travel this holiday season. Shelby Cassesi, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
I'm Jennifer Bloodworth for the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.